She was murdered.
Sup, my dudes? This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Janae.
I'm Naomi.
And we're going to tell you about some stuff today.
Yep.
Some crimes.
So I know you have housekeeping that you were about to say when we were not on the air.
Yeah. It's because the one from last week reminded me of it, and I got so fucking angry.
It was like, literally, you just hit stop, and you're like, wait!
Yeah! Okay, so there's this movie on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's a documentary. It's called Abducted in Plain Sight. And it is the most infuriating thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Fill me in.
Okay, so it's about, like, a pedophile, which is what reminded me of it.
Pertinent to last week.
Right. So he...
I guess this week a little bit, too.
To some extent.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because the...
I still
the
feel like it
for
counts.
This is, like, 17. Yes, I feel like it counts, too. And also, by legal definition, he's not a pedophile.
By legal, but by, like, mentally... you targeted a child!
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But anyway, this movie.
Yes.
So... It's okay. We'll get there.
Eventually, slowly.
Excuse me, sorry.
We're disgusting.
So this movie is about a pedophile who, targeted a child in the neighborhood and actually abducted her twice, kidnapped her twice. And he would sexually assault... Yeah, this is why it's fucking stupid. Heavy content warning for sexual assault. Particularly with children, pedophilia, those kinds of things. That's going to be the kind of the common theme of this whole episode as well. Anyway.
We're slapping you guys with the pedophiles.
So much rough shit.
Yes.
Anyway, so this documentary, he kidnapped this girl and, like, took her to Mexico and, like, married her. Like, and she was, like, 12. But
what?
Her parents knew about all of this shit.
Wait,
all of this weird shit.
Yes. I've heard of this.
It's
oh,
so
no.
bad. And, like, part of it was, like, he manipulated her parents, obviously, into allowing all of this. But,
yeah.
like, to the point of, like, my therapist says I have to sleep in bed with your daughter 4 nights a week. And they let him fucking do it. I'm like,
what parents are saying? They're like, oh, yeah, that's real.
What? What? I'm sorry. I'm so angry right now. And it happened, like, in the 70s. But, like, still. Like, what the... What? What is happening?
Okay, I have a first question.
Who and why?
How the fuck do you kidnap someone the first time and then kidnap them again the second time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how the fuck?
Well, they, like, dropped the charges from the first kidnapping because he had manipulated the mother into an affair. It's fucking
oh,
crazy.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Crazy. Also, the dad, like... jacked him off. It's so bad. Yeah.
Wait, the dad jacked him off?
Yeah.
What?
Well, if you need to watch
okay,
this movie,
so this
it's fucking crazy.
This is just a family orgy.
Right. And it's basically like, you are so irresponsible with your own children. What the fuck are you doing? It's
so bad.
You
have no right taking care of children
yeah.
in this situation.
It's so bad. You'll have to watch it. It made
oh,
me so
no.
fucking angry because I'm like, yeah, how do you, like, in my head, it's like, you allow someone to harm your children, you don't fucking deserve your children.
No, no, not
and,
at
like,
all.
That makes me fucking mad! Anyway, yes, it's very frustrating. It's also a very triggering movie to watch. I had
yeah.
to stop halfway through, but, it's interesting that people are that stupid. And the woman who was kidnapped is actually, they interview her, she wasn't killed or anything. She
uh-huh.
was just, like, sexually assaulted
fucking traumatized
a long time. Yeah, and, like,
how
they...
How old is she now?
She's, like, in her 40s.
Oh, wow.
I think... 50s? 70s. I don't know. The 70s was a while ago.
So if she was kidnapped in the 70s, she was like 12.
She was like
12. She'd be like...
Like probably late
she's
50s,
older,
60s.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, she's older, but they interview her in it, and yeah, it's a wild ride. They also interview like the whole family and stuff, and like basically the reason they dropped the charges is because they didn't want the affair to get out, and they didn't want the like the dad being sexual with this person. And it's really sad though too, because you can see how horribly they were manipulated
yeah.
into believing like this was a good person. And also, what the fuck are you doing allowing a grown man to sleep with your fucking child 4 nights a week because his therapist said so? And what kind of therapist tells someone that's okay?
None, because he fucking made this therapist up.
Well,
he therapist of his penis.
We're naming this episode therapist of his penis.
Oh, no.
No,
I'm sorry.
But it's really awful. highly recommend you watch it, though, because, you know,
what was the title of this again?
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Okay.
It should be on the, like, trending now.
Cool.
On Netflix, because everyone was screaming, like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
I've heard of this case before. Yeah. Whereas, I remembered it just because the parents were like, okay. And I was like, what the fuck? Then when I heard it, and now I'm still like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's a fucking wild ride. But you should watch it, and we should talk about it, because it made me so fucking angry that I was like, I don't know what to do with these emotions, and no one else has seen this, so fuck.
You'll just text me after I say, like, hey, I watched it. You'll be like, aren't you angry?
Aren't you so mad right now?
I'm just going to be like, I'm actually triggered.
Right. A little trigger. Yeah, no, I had to stop it halfway through, because I was like, this is graphic and intense. So, yeah, it's hard to watch.
It'll be interesting to watch the interviews with her, to see, like, her point of view from it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she... Like, you have to consent to get married, right?
Well, she genuinely believed that this person, like, loved her. Like, he groomed and convinced her that, like, I'm in love with you, and, we are a thing, but you can't tell anyone. Like, very traditional, like, pedophile grooming. But to
it also just reminds me of a lot, like, just, like, high school shit. I don't know if it's just me, but, like, I feel like a lot of high school relationships were like that, too. Like, oh, it's us against the world, and we're just not going to talk about it because, you know, we have to be hush-hush about it.
Right. It's, like, the ideology of love for a teenager. Yes. Yeah. No, 100%.
So she, like, for her, it was like, oh, it's going to be this, like, romantic thing in actuality.
It's awful.
She was being groomed.
Right. And she was being assaulted. And, like,
oh,
yeah, it's just really bad. And, yeah, it's all really bad. I feel like I didn't summarize it great, but you should watch it. We should talk about it. Yeah. It's just, like, what the fuck? Netflix is hitting the mark with the true crime shit lately. I'm about it. I'm fucking here for it. My entire Netflix, like, suggested is, like, Murderers and then The Umbrella Academy. And I'm like, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. My PlayStation right now, every time I get on to, like, watch anything on YouTube, it's like, do you want to watch Umbrella Academy or Ted Bundy?
Right.
And then Tyler's like, we cannot watch Ted Bundy. I'm like, but Ted Bundy! Ted
Bundy! We have to watch it. I watch that too. It's great.
I still need to watch it. Every week I say I'm going to watch it, then I
and
don't.
You never watch it. You I'm need to watch tomorrow. It. Okay?
Tomorrow I'm going
like
to sit down.
4 hours.
I can waste 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm garbage.
It's fine. You'll be fine. You
four
don't work
hours
tomorrow.
Of murder is nothing.
And it's super interesting. The way they constructed it is very interesting, so.
Cool.
Highly recommend. But they're also getting the rights for the Zac Efron movie. I don't know if I've said this before. Like, the one where Zac Efron
the
is
Sundance one?
Playing. Yeah. After it premieres, Netflix
oh
paid to have it. So
I'm so excited to see this.
I am too.
I thought I was going to have to go, like, search it out. But now that I know Netflix is going to have it, I am super stoked. We should have a watch party.
I'm fucking down.
Watch party.
Watch party. I'm here for that. Also, Zac Efron. Also here for that. Love him.
First gonna sit here and eat a bunch of snacks and be like, yeah, murder.
Like, yeah, Ted Bundy.
Woo!
Yeah, pretty much.
Bonding time.
I guess we should, like, talk about what our podcast
is. Maybe. Just
like, about, like, we should
it's
do
not,
a case
not, like,
or
the
something.
The whole reason we're here.
Yeah.
We're actually just a review channel.
we just like talking about movies where the parents make terrible decisions.
I feel like our entire channel is just a review channel for various true crime films. Ooh.
Ooh, that's Ooh. Actually a great idea. Has anyone done that yet?
Oh,
shit!
Got a second podcast, crap!
We barely have time for this one now.
Do we have time? Just like after we film these, we just sit here and watch shows and be like, wow.
Wow. Yeah, I actually have an episode of Forensic Files I need you to watch too. Whatever. That show has given me so many ideas, and then I get overwhelmed, and I'm like, I don't know what to do, because I know so many things now.
I know so much murder.
And then I'm like, we should do things that aren't murder, and then I look at cases that are, like, not murder, and I'm
like
this is boring.
Boring.
Yeah. And I'm like, no one died, so it's boring.
Oh, God damn it, she lived.
Right? Like, fuck.
Okay. That makes us terrible, like, honestly.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm happy you lived, and also... Well, like, things like I survived, like, stories like that, I'm like, fuck yeah, like, that's crazy.
You're a strong person.
Yeah, and also, it's really hard to tell those sometimes, because it just gives me so much anxiety, even though I know they lived. Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, that person's gonna die, and then, like, they're telling the story, so, like, obviously they didn't fucking die, but I'm still like, you're not gonna live.
You're like, this is just gonna get killed in some weird way.
Yeah. I have one case in particular that makes me think that, and I'll tell you it later. I might do it on the podcast, because it's fucking crazy.
Cool.
Anyway, of course, I am coming back with another local crime, because apparently all I do is talk about fucking Colorado.
I'm so excited to learn more about Colorado every time you talk, because I feel like I don't know enough about local stuff.
I feel like there are so many cases here that are just fucking wild, like we did.
The cat scared the crap out of me. I thought that chair was moving on its own. Like, it's a ghost!
Ghost! No, it's the cat.
Yeah.
He didn't like it either, so... Oh god, excuse me. Okay, so there are so many crazy paranormal cases here, mm-hmm. and also crazy true crime cases.
Remind me to tell you about the silos. We need to do an
episode. We gotta talk about silos. Yeah,
in case you guys didn't know, we have nuclear silos here. Like
grosses me out,
cause we are a hub for that apparently.
Great. This will go into conspiracy stuff, woo! Too. At some point, we'll talk about DIA. It's great.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so, like I said, back at you with a fucking Colorado crime. Today, we are talking about the kidnapping, disappearance, and eventual murder of Jessica Ridgway. So, Jessica Ridgway was, like, a younger kid. I don't know her exact age. I didn't write it down, because that would have fucking made sense. But, I think, like, 8? I want to say, like, between 8 and 10.
A baby.
Yeah, a sweet baby. And her disappearance took place on October 5th, 2012. And I remember this one because it was all over the news.
Yeah, it was.
I think I was a junior in high school, and it was fucking everywhere. Like, you could not turn on the TV without seeing coverage about it.
My parents specifically were like, you cannot watch the TV right now.
Yeah.
Like, they were fused.
Yeah. I mean, so it's scary. Disgusting. Yeah, it's scary. So she went missing on her way to school. She was walking to school in Westminster, which is actually on the other end of the Denver metro area from where we are. So, like, more North Denver?
Yeah.
She went missing on her way to school. She usually walked to a park nearby her home that would, she would meet a friend to walk the rest of the way to the school.
Yeah.
The friend waited there for her that morning, and she never showed up. So, she walked
to
school.
She went missing somewhere between there and there.
Right. The park was actually only 3 blocks from Jessica's home.
Oh my god.
So, I mean, really quick, you know, and when she left her house that day, that was the last time she was seen alive.
Oh god, can you imagine being her parents?
Right.
So like, I know there was a case pretty recent, I say recent, but like a year ago where that boy went missing and they found him in the pond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a weird story related to that.
Great! Love it. So, yeah, no, that's pretty close to go missing from that kind of distance, but...
But that tells you that someone within the area, right?
You'd think. I'm getting there. So, obviously, she never made her way to school, and officials called her mother when they found that she wasn't in class, but, because her mother was working, she actually didn't get the message until 4:30 p.m.
Oh, shit.
And that's about 8 hours after her disappearance. So, obviously, like, in disappearances and kidnappings, like, any amount of time is, like, very important. Yeah.
Was the police already searching at this point, even though the mom didn't respond?
Mm-mm. No police stuff had started by this point. So, like, I think what the school assumed was, like, oh, maybe she got sick and, like, mom never called her in. And, like, that happens. That happened to me as a kid. Like, and I think that's kind of what the assumption was. So when her mom heard that message, she called the police. And she was like, I don't know where the fuck my daughter is. Like, she left for school this morning. I haven't seen her since. The school called and told me she didn't make it to school. The other thing that I found really interesting about this case, and I wanted to talk about a little more, that they didn't issue an Amber Alert until almost 5 hours after the mother had filed a police report.
What?
That's what I said. Like, to me, that says, like, you're wasting time. That's very important in these kinds of situations. But apparently there's more requirements that go into an Amber Alert than just a missing child. And I had always been under the impression of, like, a missing kid means they send out an Amber Alert regardless of what's going on. That's not the case. So there are certain criteria. There's
like, we're dick around and be like, oh no, it's just an innocent kid, you know, it's fine.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right. I don't. Ugh. Yeah, we're very critical of the police on this podcast.
Just a heads up. Okay, yeah. You guys haven't picked that up already.
So, the qualifiers for an Amber Alert include that the child must be 17 or younger, which, obviously, that makes sense. They have to be a minor.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be in imminent danger of serious bodily harm or death.
How can they determine that?
Right. How can you determine that if this person just disappeared?
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, that is a qualifier. They have to be in immediate danger. They also have to have... The police have to have enough descriptive information available to be able to share that in a broadcast. Which, like, to me, it's like, yeah. Yes, you can always describe what your child looks like, you know? Like, do they mean, like, you have to have, like, car information? Because I know when I get, like, Amber Alert texts a lot of the times... It includes the car. Right. It includes the car information, make and model and color, and the license plate information if that's available. But what if none of those things are available? You just don't issue an Amber Alert because none of that's fucking available? Like, what
I'm
the
trying to think if I've ever gotten an Amber Alert where it's just... The description of the child.
I don't think I have.
I think it always includes a car.
Right. But, like, if you don't have that information, then...
What do they do?
What do you do? Yeah. So that... To me, that feels frustrating.
Yeah.
And also, it has to be requested by local law enforcement or an Amber designee from the state.
Hmm.
I don't know who qualifies as an Amber designee other than law enforcement. I didn't really do a lot of research on that side,
but... I wonder if therapists fall under that.
I don't know. I kind of wonder that, too, because there's so much that we're held to based off of, like, just general ethics. Like, if a child is being harmed, like, we are held to a certain standard. Right. But does that include if we think someone's been missing? Does anyone know the answer to that? If you know the answer to that, email us.
Yeah, that'd be super interesting.
Yes. I'm very interested in how this works because yeah. I genuinely thought that, like, child goes missing, they issue an Amber Alert, and that's it.
We're done with it. Not a monster, not a boogeyman, no spaces, all gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you for the plug.
Yeah.
So, by this point, it's been 13 hours.
Shit.
When they finally issue the Amber Alert for her.
That's too much time.
It's too much time, because they say, what's the basic thing in, like, crime shows and shit? It's like 36 hours, right?
Yeah.
And that's only a day and a half.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of time.
Mm-mm.
So, wasting a third of that time because you refuse to
And, like, the fucked up part something. Of me is, like, I know who did this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, that age range, you are, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna do whatever I can right now. I have no intent to drag this out.
Right. Exactly.
Like, they are the immediate gratification.
Yeah. 100%. And
that
we'll totally get into it. We'll totally get into it.
Fuck!
So
I'm so angry.
I know. It really bothers me, too, because I really genuinely thought that it was this to this, point A to point B, and that's it.
Yeah. You report your child missing, Amber Alert goes out.
Right. They issue it right away. Not the
fuck.
Case. So a search party was organized 3 days later.
Oh, my God!
Pulling 125 local people to help find Jessica, which is really, really, like, coming together. Like, that kind of
thing. I feel like for a child, a neighborhood will come together.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And, like, this, for me, like, it was just such a...
I know that kid recently, we had, like, there were search parties for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly, and like
my family went out to search for that kid.
These would have continued had they not found the evidence that they did.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, a lot of people pulling together, which is really cool to see, and also it's such an awful situation that it's hard to celebrate the fact that people came together. But that's a lot of people. The community was super shaken up about it. Like I said, it was all over the news. Like,
you couldn't
open the newspaper, you couldn't open social media, you couldn't turn on the TV.
It was such a horrific thing that happened in our community.
Right. And it's, like, it's that kind of thing of, like, you don't think this could happen to you, and then it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the community also pulled together to hang up signs around the neighborhood, as well as purple ribbons,
because
purple was Jessica's favorite color, so they hung those up in honor of her.
Yeah.
In an attempt to find her. Unfortunately, this party didn't turn up anything in the neighborhood. Ridgway's parents then appeared on TV pleading for anyone to come forward with information about their daughter's disappearance. And the police ruled out any involvement from the parents by the 11th of October, so that
is... I have a quick question.
About a week later.
So, yeah. Like, I know that they will pull parents or family members or loved ones onto the TV to try and, like, be like, hey, can you, like, you know, we love her. If she comes home, we just want to make sure she's okay. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wonder if they think that's really going to appeal to the sympathetic part of a person that just kidnapped your fucking child.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, they think it's genuinely going to appeal to someone or if that's ever really worked. Because, like, I've heard of a fucked up case where... you know, parents went on the TV and were like, hey, if you bring back our kid, you know, we just want to give him his favorite meal again, and then the kid was served his favorite meal and then he killed him.
That's awful. Great.
So
do you feel like it lends more information to the
perpetrator? I almost perpetrator? Feel like it gives more information to the perpetrator to abuse that person and mm-hmm. to manipulate them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I wonder if they genuinely think this is gonna, like, somehow convince appeal the person to bring them home.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's ever even happened.
And I don't know why they have parents go on. Because it's common. It's not like this is the only case. Like, you think about big profile cases like exactly. Elizabeth Smart. Like, her parents were all over the news.
Exactly.
Pleading for the captors to bring her home. But I don't know if that works or if that's why they do that. I don't know. I'm not sure. Because I think, like, maybe putting myself in this situation... I don't think I'd want to get on TV and talk about my missing kid.
I'd be too fucked up about it. I'd be angry. I'd be like, you bring back my fucking child.
Right.
But, like, if, like, I don't know. Just, like, it feels like you're giving more ammo to the perpetrator. And also, like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Yeah. It's a weird thing that we do here. And I wonder if in other countries that's super common as well.
Yeah.
In their media cycle. But I'm not sure why they do
that. Yeah, I wonder if it's more just, like, to try and make people more sympathetic so they keep an eye out or they mm-hmm. become involved in the search.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it's more towards that.
Maybe that's what it is. Because I feel like it's really hard to appeal to a sociopath, right? They don't have emotions. So it's very... And not that every person who commits a crime is a sociopath.
And but I feel all like sociopaths are like that.
Right. I feel like it's very difficult to appeal to empathy, an empathetic side of someone that doesn't exist.
Right? Exactly.
So, yeah, they cleared the parents of involvement, which is always the first set of people that they look at, right? When we think about, like, JonBenet Ramsey.
Exactly.
There was so much around that. Well, I still got feelings about that, but...
More often than not, the parents.
Right, or, like, they have some sort of involvement.
Yeah.
But they were cleared of all involvement, and the police began to look at, like, okay, this is an outside person. But that was almost a week after she had disappeared. Days later.
Oh, this is all too long.
Part of why they cleared her, or cleared the parents, was because on the 11th, the police found Ridgway's backpack about 7 miles from her home in a park. It had her glasses and a sweater, which is how they were able to identify that it was her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents were able to identify it.
Was this park anywhere near the path she was supposed to be on?
Mm-mm. 7 miles away from her house. Fuck. So the person, like, picked her up and, you know.
Dumped her stuff.
Dumped her stuff, presumably. Yeah. Later, the police also found a torso in a trash bag in a secluded area of the park, and through DNA testing, they were able to determine that it belonged to Jessica Ridgway. Some of my sources said that the backpack was found 2 days before the body, but some of them said that it was found the same day, so I'm not really sure.
It would make more sense for them to find it the same day, but also my brain was like, it's the police, it was 2 days later.
Right. Right. And it's fucking weird, right? So, in a nearby household, a home in the same neighborhood of that park where her things mm-hmm. were found, the Sigg household, Mindy Sigg had a feeling her son, Austin Sigg, 17, was involved with the crime. Austin had a previous run-in with the law when he attempted to kidnap a young woman jogging in the park with chloroform he had made in May of 2012. So, what is that?
What the fuck?
I can't do fucking math. 5 months earlier?
Yeah.
He tried to chloroform a woman in the park. She escaped and pressed charges. She was fuck this shit is crazy. And also, how are you making chloroform?
I was gonna ask, like, you're a 17-year-old. How much supervision is your mother providing?
Right. Yeah.
I have many questions about this child.
Going into his background a little bit, Austin started exhibiting strange behavior at a pretty young age. By the time he was 12, he was taken to treatment by his mother for an excessive amount of violent porn that he was found to be watching. So she enrolled
him in
treatment. You're too
young to be watching porn at that age, my dude.
I agree. And also, it's like pretty... I don't know what like your experience is with that kind of stuff, like learning about those kinds of things, but almost every male friend I have started watching porn like 10, 11.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
I guess it's just like my experience as a female
was totally like, different.
It was different, and you didn't experience porn until you were older.
Right.
But also, my question in these cases always, I know I asked you this question before, is what do people constitute as violent porn?
Right.
Like
are we talking like BDSM porn? Like, yeah. What? Yeah, I don't
know.
Are
we talking about like, you're watching
like
snuff films?
Yeah.
Like, I have legitimate questions that, like, I just want to know what people will distinguish as
violent.
Because if you're watching BDSM stuff, we're like, okay, we just need to make sure you're not watching this right now because
you don't understand
what this means.
Yeah.
But if you're watching stuff, then you have issues and I need to take you to a therapist right now.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know what they classify that as. None of it went into it, right?
Right.
But basically, he was caught watching super violent porn. Not only was he caught with violent porn, he was also caught with child porn in his computer.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. And his mom basically didn't know what to do about it, so didn't do anything. Is the understanding that I got from the sources
what
that I read.
Do, though?
That's not necessarily true. I mean, treatment.
Yeah.
That's usually the option. Or turning your kid into the police, which is fucking
hard.
That's hard to do.
But, like, if you know he's gonna harm someone.
Yeah. That's... You're... Regardless of, like, views on porn or whatever, like, child porn, that is harming someone.
Yeah.
That is violent to another person already. Just by its pure existence, that's a problem.
Like, my mom has told me on multiple occasions that if I were ever to do something illegal, that she would fully turn me into the police and have no guilt on her conscience. And I'm like, that's a good thing
to
know.
That's fair, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
No.
I'm not gonna get mad.
I think as a parent, like, there are certain things that I might cover up for my child.
Yeah.
But things that involve sexual violence, I could not.
No.
I couldn't in good conscience cover that up.
I'd be like,
right?
You're fucking terrible,
or like,
and you're gonna get
murdering another person.
Yeah.
I couldn't, in good conscience, cover that up.
You assault someone else? I'm not covering your ass. You murder someone? I'm not covering your ass.
Right.
You're fucking terrible.
Right. You get fucking drunk tanked? Fine. I'll come get your ass out of jail. But, like, shit like that? Fuck no. You're on your own. Because I didn't raise you like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
What are the treatment options for that? Is this just, like, can you raise someone out of being a
pedophile?
Like, genuine question. I don't know.
I don't know. And I don't know if it's one of those questions of, like, nature versus nurture, too. Like, how do you come to believe that this is okay?
Yeah.
Or to gain these feelings? I'm not really sure. I know they have programs for sex offenders, right, that are specifically targeted for that. But I don't know what they consist of. And honestly, I'm not that interested.
Yeah.
I have a very strong feeling about people who commit sexual violence.
You and I are both in school for, like, more trauma and drug-related abuse stuff.
Right.
So, like, we are not trained in this portion.
Oh,
so
not
I
at
have
all.
Genuine questions for
yeah,
people
I
that
don't
are
understand
in that field.
It. Yeah.
Like, I would love to know. Like, people that work with, like, abusers and perpetrators, I am very fascinated to talk to them. Like, how can you deal with, like, being with these people and treating these people?
Right.
I'm very fascinated by it, but, like, personally, I cannot do it.
Yeah, no, I definitely have a bias there, and there's no way that I could fairly treat someone.
Exactly.
Right?
I recognize my bias, and I know I cannot work with these people.
Right. And, like, people who do, fucking good on you, because holy shit, that
you are
is
doing
amazing
the
work
that needs to be done.
Right. So, back to his background a little bit. So, he was bullied in high school. Who wasn't? We all fucking were.
Yeah, not special, my dude.
Right. And to the point where he dropped out and got his GED instead. Which, like, that's the story of lots of people I know. Because it was too fucking hard.
Yeah.
I get it. He then enrolled in mortuary science program at Arapahoe Community College, which is literally less than a mile from my house.
I was gonna say, holy shit.
Yeah. Which is why it freaked me out so much. Because I went to high school in this area. So I was like, oh shit, what if I've seen that person? You know, like, that's crazy. When he was asked about his degree, his brother had asked him, like, why he was interested. and he responded by saying he wanted to learn how to get away with murder. Which, again, that's bad.
There's a red flag.
Do something. Yeah. He also practiced binding with zip ties on his mother before the murder. He bound her to her bed while she was asleep.
Did she wake up during this?
I don't know. None of the sources said anything. I used a lot of Murderpedia for this one because they just have extensive amounts of articles all in a row, and it's so helpful. If you want to give to something to keep this podcast running, give to Murderpedia because their information is so fucking helpful.
I have so many questions about his mother still.
Oh, like, yeah, me too. 100%.
She had to have woken up during that, like, if I was being zip-tied to a bed, I think I would wake up and be like, what the fuck?
So, shortly after, you know, with all this police coverage and all those things that are happening, Austin confessed to his mother that he had killed Jessica and that the remains were in her home.
Like, oh, in the house that they were both in.
Yeah. And there was actually a transcript of the call that I found on Murderpedia, and it's very, very sad because you can just tell, like, his mom is so
devastated.
Yeah. Like, how do you even fucking rectify the situation right now?
You don't. Your son's a pedophile who just murdered a child.
Yeah. So, I'll read a little bit of it. Basically, the mom is like, I need you to come to my house. My son murdered Jessica Ridgway. And the police are like, what's going on? Are you at the house? And she's like, did you not hear me? My son fucking killed her.
Oh my god.
And, the dispatcher is basically like, yes, I understand. I want you to tell me what's going on. Can you tell me exactly what he said? And she's like, that he did it and gave me details and her remains are in my house. The police were obviously dispatched right away.
Yeah.
And they asked, the dispatcher during all this asked to speak with Austin.
Why?
So, I'm not necessarily sure. It doesn't really say. Was it maybe to
keep him inside the house?
I think it's probably like a tactic to just keep everyone calm until the police can get there. Because I feel like they do that a lot. I'm not really sure. That job has always fascinated me.
I am terrified by so many of the 911 calls I have heard to ever do that job.
Oh, yeah.
To
be 100%.
I cannot do that
job. It's just such a level of calm that those dispatching people have. It's like incredible how you are able to remain calm and level-headed.
Yeah. If I had somebody calling me being like, hey, something's happening, or hey, I'm dying.
Right.
Could not do it.
No, I don't think I could remain calm. And you're so out of control in that situation that it would be very difficult. Like, for me, as a fucking anxiety-riddled person, it would be too hard to know that you have no control over what's happening. So, the mom gave the phone to Austin, and he was like, I don't understand why you're asking me questions. I told you I fucking killed her.
Why did he confess all of a sudden about it?
I don't know.
Must have felt guilty about it.
Mm-mm.
Oh god.
He's like, I have proof that I did it. There's no question. You just have to send someone here.
I'm sorry. That's so weird. Why did he just randomly confess to it?
I have no idea. And in the same call, he admitted to attacking the jogger, in the park.
Well, they already knew that. They have, like, one thing to say that. Be like, oh, yeah, I attacked her. But, like, the police already had a record of it. But, like,
I don't think that they knew it was him. I think she was trying to press charges, but they couldn't figure out who it was. So when he confessed, it was like, oh, shit, like, this person is super dangerous, obviously. And then he was asked if he had weapons.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I have knives. I own a few guns. I'm just giving myself up. Like,
how does he have guns if he's, like, 17?
I think they were, like, family guns. You know, like, just guns that are kept in the house. And he was like, there's no resistance. Like, just come and pick me up, pretty much. And that's super weird.
Yeah.
I feel like that's super weird.
It sounds... Yeah. I don't know. The conspiracy part of my brain's like, that sounds like he's covering for someone else.
Right.
But...
There's no other proof to substantiate that. But then the dispatcher is like, give the phone back to your mom. And she keeps talking to her. And she's like, is Austin still there? And the mom just says, like, yeah, I'm hugging him right now. And starts crying. And then the dispatcher was like, you did the right thing. Officers will be there shortly. And then they showed up and arrested Austin Sigg 18 days after Jessica Ridgway disappeared. Upon arrest, the police searched the home where Sigg had committed the crime. In the crawl space of the home, police found many bags like the one they found in the park. These bags contained limbs and Jessica Ridgway's head. So he had, had mutilated her body.
Yeah. Did he kill her immediately, or, like...
Getting there.
Okay.
Give me just a second. No, you're okay. They also seized his computer, on which they found child pornography. His mother confirmed that this had been an issue in the past, as she had found child pornography on her son's computer in 2008, so 4 years earlier. Jeez. So 13.
He was 13.
Looking at child porn. Yeah.
I've always had an issue with parents going through their children's stuff, just because I've personally experienced this.
Right.
And it causes me a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's times where I'm like, I'm very glad that parents do that.
Right.
So I'm, like, biased a little bit
and if
on
you
both sides.
If you feel like your kid is doing something, like, we talked about this with Columbine, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was bombs ticking in the garage.
Yeah.
And no one thought to check on that. Like, if I thought my kid was doing something fucking weird, I'm gonna go through your shit. You're under my roof, and I'm legally responsible for you.
Yeah.
That is the situation.
And any actions you do is going to reflect
on me.
And that's going to suck.
100%. Yeah. So, but also, like, if you knew that this was a thing on your son's computer, why didn't you do something else about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sigg was actually charged with 15 different charges, including the charges from the jogger, but, Those charges included kidnapping.
You have kidnapping and kidnapping. Wow.
Kidnapping, attempted kidnapping, murder, sexual assault, and dismemberment. Those were just, like, the ones that...
The main ones.
The main ones, yeah, that obviously carry the heaviest charges.
Oh, God.
Okay. Sigg detailed his crimes in questioning, and the story he told was that he lured the young girl into his car and then bound her hands and feet with zip ties, like he had done with his mother.
Oh, my God.
He then drove around for about 30 minutes before bringing her back to the home that he shared with his mom, and he knew his mother would be at work.
I'm trying to think of, like, jokes I can make to make this, like, lighthearted and make this happen.
There's no way
I
to do it.
I fucking can't.
There's no way to do it.
I'm just, like, traumatized by everything I'm listening to. I'm like... I was alive during this.
Right.
This is in my state.
Right.
I saw this on the news.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This could have been my younger sister.
Right.
Because she was, like, within the kind of the age range for this.
Exactly.
Fuck.
So, Jessica...
He was our age.
Yeah.
He was our age.
I know. Well, and, I mean, in the same fucking neighborhood. Like, I rode
right.
the same bus that you have to take to get to that college anyway. Like, it's fucking weird. But she, Austin reported that she would consistently ask during the time that she was confined if everything was going to be okay. She just kept asking him, like, am I going to be okay? Is everything okay? Sigg continued to reassure her that she'd be fine, but in court he said, the second she was in my car, I knew she was dead.
Oh my God.
It's like, it didn't have to be that way, though. You didn't have to do that. Sigg then spent hours in the home with Ridgway.
Why did she get in the car? Did he, like, grab her?
It says he lured her into the car, so I'm not sure what the details were. I feel like with children, it's generally, like, I have a puppy, or, like, I need help. Because they just don't understand,
yeah,
you know, to some extent.
Yes.
Well, because you don't want to fucking believe the worst in people.
Yeah.
And as a child, that's especially fucking true. Ah, it makes me angry. Sorry.
It makes me so sad.
He spent hours with her in the house. He cut all her hair off. He gave her clothes to change into that belonged to him, and then he sexually assaulted her and attempted to strangle her with a zip tie. When the zip tie broke, he filled the bathtub with hot water and drowned her in it before dismembering her body.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's pretty fucking bad. It's pretty gross.
And I'm sorry, going back to my original question, was this all done within one day, or did he say how long it took?
It was one day. This was all one day while his mother was at work.
So, like, not even one full day. It's just, like,
Right.
The 8 hours your mom may be at work, or 10 hours your mom may be at work.
Right. Well, and it's so awful because even if the police were able to do something in this situation, the mother didn't get the call until after
she was probably dead. Already dead.
Yeah, and like, it's just so fucking sad. Oh, it's so hard to deal with. Because of Sig's age, he was ineligible for the death penalty because he was 17. They did not charge him as an adult.
Yeah.
Is my understanding, I would gather. Because I feel like you can only be charged with the death penalty as an adult, which is true, right?
I believe so.
But he was given a life sentence plus 86 years in prison, which doesn't sound like a sentence they'd hand to a child, so it makes me wonder if he was tried as an adult, but just was ineligible.
My God,
thank you. Sorry. For the death penalty.
Yeah.
So, like I said, life in prison plus 86 years. And in his own words during the trial, he stated, "I'm a monster. There's no better word to describe what I've done than evil." Which, if you can know that and acknowledge it, why did you do it?
Yeah.
I
have lots of questions.
And I don't know if he's still housed here or not. I don't know if he's been moved.
That'd be interesting to look up.
Well, I would assume probably because it was so high profile.
And we have a jail here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have federal prisons here.
It's really interesting because if you're driving through a certain part of Colorado, you'll just see signs that say if you see anyone on the side of the road or you see hitchhikers, do not pick them up.
Did you mean Kipling?
Yeah, because it's like actually like, by the way, on the other side of this freeway, there's a jail.
A federal prison.
There's a prison.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh shit. Oh
great.
I live right by this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm not sure. I would assume that they moved him because I feel like in these high profile cases where there's a high likelihood that they'll be killed in prison, they move them and confine them, like solitary confinement. But I'm not sure. I didn't check.
I was going to ask like a really dumb question, like, do they have a pedophile prison?
They generally just put them in solitary confinement because other prisoners will murder them and like, yeah. No offense, even I guess, but like they should.
Because, like, even within prison, you're just, like, if you attack a child, you are the worst.
Yeah, you're the low man on the fucking totem pole. Even
murderers have boundaries.
Yeah, even murderers have morals.
Wow.
Like, what? To end on a positive note, I guess, with this case, she is remembered as a lovely little girl who loved the color purple, and she was involved in peewee cheerleading that she really, really enjoyed. And I just thought that was sweet. Like, that was sweet detail. But yeah, that's the story of Jessica Ridgway.
Shit.
Super fucking sad. It's really hard to get through, and it's really shitty to think about. It's in our own backyard.
Yeah.
And then things like this always make me question, like, are people not, like, the whole not a monster, not a boogeyman thing, like, it really makes me question that to some extent.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you kind of are a fucking monster, and also you're still a human being, and that scares me.
I guess it depends on the person, like, what you're willing to describe as, like, truly the worst. Because to some people, rapists are the worst. To some people, pedophiles are the worst. To me, both of them are fucking terrible and deserve to death, but...
Right. And some people define it as, like, murder. Like, taking another human's life is the worst. And to me, that's not the worst thing in the world. Not that I'm a fucking murderer apologist, just...
Yeah.
I feel like things like sexual assault destroys your soul.
Yes.
And then you have to live.
Yes.
And that's hard.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I don't know how to end this in a good way. It's very fucking sad. It's hard to deal with.
I feel like pedophile cases are always going to be super hard to deal with. Because murder cases, we can be like, he was caught, that's it. And now the victims have vengeance. But it's like, I feel like with a pedophile and then a murder case on top of that, like, you're like... Yes, he's been arrested now, but also, I don't know, I feel like the child aspect of it adds so much more to it that makes it worse.
It's so much more weight, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
We talked about this last episode, but, like, I don't know, it just, like, something about it just makes it 10 times worse.
I agree. Well, it's, like, they're so vulnerable, and this is the same conversation we had last time, but, the thing that got me for this case was he was so overcome with guilt. That's my only assumption of why he would confess. you're so overcome because you know this was fucking awful. And he even said it in his trial, right? Yeah. I'm a monster. There's no word to describe what I did other than evil.
That's bothering me. It's like randomly confessing, randomly, like, just out of nowhere being like, oh, I'm a monster. But, like, you tried to attack a jogger months ago, and right. then now you move to a child.
Right. Well, yeah.
You've had child porn on your computer since you were 13.
And it makes me wonder, like, what is the goal? Like, I feel like with a lot of crimes, there's a goal. Even in horrible, atrocious, like, pedophilia cases, mm-hmm. there's a goal and there's a track record of this person being fucking weird with kids.
Right.
In this case, there's nothing like that. The woman he attacked in the park was an adult.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make it better. It's still fucking bad. But, like, he didn't have, like, a track record of pedophilia other than the child porn on his computer. It's just, it's all hard to sit with. And especially with it being so close.
You think of, like, a pedophile being, like, a full-grown adult who's, like, come into this later on yes. in life being, like,
yes.
oh, for some fucking reason, I'm attracted to children.
Right.
And then... No, this is a fucking 13-year-old who's realizing this. And it's just like...
How did you come to that? This? Yeah, how did you come to that either? Like, how'd you get there? I guess the next leap from violent porn is that, because it's the only thing that's worse. I don't know. The whole thing's fucked up, and it's hard, and it's bad, and fucking bless that little girl and her goddamn family.
Yeah, only good thoughts. Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus, you've dealt with so much shit.
Yeah. And to know, like, this person wasn't even that far away. Like, exactly. 7 miles away from your house.
Like, we live awful. In the same area. We like, know this college.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, like, it also makes me question, I guess this is existential, whatever. But, like, do I want children? Because if something like that happened, I think I'd lose my mind. Like, I don't think no. I could do it. I would probably snap and murder them. Like,
yeah,
I don't think I could handle
it. I would not let the police get involved because I'm the one getting involved.
Right, I'm getting justice.
I will be
you.
Sent to jail.
Yeah. 100%. So, yeah, this whole thing is just hard. These last 2 weeks have been hard.
Sorry for the, like, really hard
yeah,
content.
Something better next week.
Okay,
paranormal or something?
Oh, I can do paranormal.
Perfect. Or
I was going to say historical.
Perfect. That works, too.
It's so far away we can't
something
feel
something that's
anything.
Not fucking pedophilia. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Maybe we'll do some conspiracy stuff. I don't know. That'll we'll do fine. Something that's not this heavy next week.
Yes. Expect the next so, few weeks next... to be very kind.
Yeah. We're going to be nicer than we have been in these last few.
Oh, no.
But, yeah.
Stay positive, my dudes.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.